end.
702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's go to Uganda now. We know that there were elections there over the weekend. The opposition leader, Bobby Wine, has been urging the international community to demand that he be released from house arrest. But President Yoweri Museveni, who has apparently won for a sixth term, is saying there's no house arrest. So let's find out what's going on. Let's speak to Isabel Nakiria, who is the feature story news correspondent from Kampala. Isabel, thanks for your time today. We know that the elections, of course, happened over the weekend. What is the feeling amongst the population about the result?
Thank you so much. In Uganda, the population, especially that the ones that support Bobby Wine, are not happy about the result. They claim the results were rigged. Bobby Wine, of course, on Friday, before the final results were announced, had already said the results had been disputed. Of course, he's now under house arrest and we cannot access him. This morning, some journalists went to his house, but were barred from accessing his house as well. And so the internet is back on, but social media is not yet back on. Some people are accessing it via VPN, so we cannot know what he is tweeting at the moment. But we also do know that he said that the elections were disputed. He claimed some of his campaign agents were arrested, of course, during the campaign and were not released up to now. And so that compromised his election, his campaign as well. And the polling agents in some polling stations were also arrested, beaten and tortured. And so they could not look at what was happening at the counting of the votes. So that also cast some doubt. And the fact that internet was shut down, nobody knows how the tally center was accessing these results. Some say they were accessing it via telephone calls, which of course cannot be trusted. And so those are some of the questions that Ugandans are asking, especially those that support the opposition.
That's Isabel Nakiria, feature story news correspondent, speaking to us there from Kampala in Uganda. I saw the U.S. has spoken out saying it's concerned as well about the situation. Yoweri Museveni, 76, he's been ruling since seizing control in 1986 after he helped seize control from Idi Amin. So a worrying situation happening there in Uganda, and into the international community really needs to keep an eye on what's happening there and speak out vocally.